This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue teams now say that at least 27 people have died, more than 800 others injured, after a powerful earthquake struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos. Crews have continued digging through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. While new coronavirus cases are surging in the U.S. state of Kansas, a new study finds that the counties with mask mandates have about half as many infections in the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn elaborates.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their 7-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Quinn refers to the city of Kansas, not the state of Kansas. A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing 2 demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over. In his afternoon ruling, they rejected the Kyle Rittenhouse bid to remain in Illinois. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan promised Friday to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agreed that they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with the international humanitarian law. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield, and in a week's time submit lists of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites like places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian man over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed 2 other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deem to be insulting and blasphemous. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in massive demonstrations in the capital, Warsaw, Friday, the largest since protests began against the controversial near-total ban on abortion in the largely Catholic country. Warsaw officials estimated at least 100,000 people crowded the city center, many carrying black umbrellas, a sign of abortion rights in Poland. The demonstration follows the October 22nd ruling by Poland's Constitutional Court outlawing abortions due to fetal defects, one of the most common reasons for abortions in Poland. India's National Investigation Agency raided the offices of the leading newspaper in Indian-controlled Kashmir, and the offices and residences of journalists and 2 prominent activists in the disputed region. The agency said it seized incriminating documents and electronic devices in its investigation of organizations funding secessionist and separatist activities. India has also enacted new laws allowing its nationals to buy land in Kashmir, move seen by settler colonial projection in the Muslim-majority region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.